Welcome to Cosmic Inspiration Radio, where we connect to the wisdom of the universe on Amazing Women of Power Radio. I'm Dr. Kelly Hunter, glad to be with you today, offering insights and practical guidance found in cosmic cycles and world mythologies that tell the eternal stories of our shared quest for meaning. How is your life story part of the larger story of this new millennium? We live in extraordinary times, a time to open our minds to new ways of thinking and being. My wish is to inspire you, to expand your horizons and explore new possibilities. When you change your story, you change your life. Today's theme is Venus. Where is your Venus? We know Venus as the goddess of love, the most beautiful of all of the goddesses. And indeed, Venus has to do with love. In many ways, love is a many splendored thing. So love in relationships is one of the primary themes of Venus. And your Venus is going to tell you much about your choice in relationship and what kind of relationship style is yours, how you approach love, how you make choices about the kind of partner that will bring you happiness, romance, and delight in life. This is not the same for all of us. Mythic Venus, she is glorious. She rises from the waters, from the foam of the sea. Beautiful Venus on the half shell. Now, Venus is also the goddess of the arts and of beauty and what we find beautiful, of aesthetics and what the quality of life that is most enticing to us. Think of a beautiful sunset with golden pink clouds lit up by the setting sun. And so often, the planet Venus, the planet right next to us, bright as a diamond in the sky, is shining as the evening star, the goddess of love and romance opening up on the stage of the night sky. Sometimes, Venus sets with the sun and before the sun, disappearing from the sky to turn around the other side of the sun and therefore passing across the sun, taking a sun bath like the goddess will. And then Venus will appear in the morning sky as the morning star with much more verb and vitality and initiative. She sets the tone of the day. So Venus has different personalities. And yes, where is your Venus? And what is your relational style? Venus also has to do with values, specifically money, our relationship to money, how we spend money, what we spend money on. Do we like to spend money? Does money roll through your fingers? There's a wonderful Hindu goddess, Lakshmi, dressed all in glowing red, sitting on a lotus flower, as so many Hindu goddesses do. And she is, her arms are held out and golden coins are pouring from her hands. She is the goddess of abundance, of wealth, of beauty in the sense of quality of life. And money is often a means to the quality of life. It's not an end in itself for most people, but it gets us what we like. It gets us things that will make our lives more rich and satisfying. So Venus has to do with love and relationship, with beauty, art, and aesthetics, and also with money and values. These are the three themes of Venus. Where is your Venus? Earlier, On another show, I talked about Venus as one of the three essential aspects of feminine awareness. Not to say that Venus is only for women, but it is a planet that represents the feminine emotional self. Often the symbol of Venus, which is the circle with a cross underneath, is seen on ladies' bathrooms. And we hear of that famous book, Women Are from Venus and Men Are from Mars. And that book gave us a lot of helpful information about some basic differences between women and men. But in truth, don't you know some women who are from Mars and men who are from Venus? Because all of us, men and women, have Venus somewhere in our cosmic blueprint. And this is going to relate to the choices we make from our emotional intelligence. And this is Venus, the intelligence of the heart, now proven to be the most radiant, vibrant organ in our bodies, often informing our brains. So we are seeking through Venus what will bring us the most satisfaction in life. We're not all looking for the same thing. And sometimes in relationships, we get a bit off on the wrong foot. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Ask your Venus. And I'd like to offer you your very own Venus moment. If you contact me, I will tell you where your Venus is on your cosmic blueprint and give some ideas to you about what Venus is suggesting to you. Sometimes our Venuses don't wake up. It's like a flower that doesn't totally unfurl its petals for various reasons. Venus is the planet of self-esteem, self-love, and we need to love ourselves first in order to fully love another. And Venus says your relationship with yourself is the most primary relationship. She takes us deeper into our hearts. And often Venus will become stronger when we become teenagers, when the hormones wake up, when our sexuality wakes up. And this is the time when we are developing some very important social values and when we start exploring male-female relationships and the male-female dynamic in ourselves as well to explore the Venus and the Mars dance, which for some people is going to be a spicy tango. For some people, it's going to be a cozy, cuddly combination. For some people, it takes a while. It takes some life experience. It takes trying relationships and realizing this is not what's making me happy. So some of us need a longer time to see how relationships work for us. Some of us are going to jump into relationships, and some of us are more of a slow burn, you know, take our time to really get to know another person. So Venus is our relational style. And let me give you some more examples of relational style. If you listen to the show about the moon, I talked about the four elements as being four basic styles, four basic energies with which we meet life. And let's do that for Venus. Let's imagine what would a fiery Venus be like. She's one who is full of energy, follows her heart. She is impulsive, and she's into doing her own thing. She likes to pick her mate and lead the way in love. She is a feisty Venus as well. Maybe another fiery Venus is out on the road, on the adventure of life, loving exercise and sports and the freedom and independence of moving and doing her thing in life. Maybe she's looking for a buddy to travel with, an adventure partner to explore life. and her independent nature needs more freedom in relationship than most signs. Not that she's going to cheat on you, but that she needs freedom to explore on her own terms and needs somebody who's really going to understand that need for independence and not expect her to be home cooking every night. Another kind of fiery Venus is the queen of the castle. She loves love. She loves romance and roses and chocolate and being taken out to dinner and treated like the lady and the goddess that she is. She's generous and affectionate, likes attention, and really wants to be appreciated. And she likes to go out the door looking good, which promotes a sense of self-confidence. She has a streak of vanity, and she certainly likes looking good. So those are examples of some fiery Venuses. Do you relate to any of those? And you men who are listening, Venus is often going to describe the kind of woman that you're attracted to. Might not be your fantasy ideal, but that is going to be the type of woman who entices you. Now, there's an earthy kind of Venus. She's very different. She's grounded. She's sensual. She is practical also. Here's one Venus who loves the good things in life. She likes money. She wants somebody with money who has the means to buy beautiful things. And she loves stuff. She loves clothes. She loves going shopping. She likes to hug and kiss and is very sexual and sensual. She's like those art pieces of Venus, those paintings where Venus is laying back in a field of flowers or is on a couch with chocolates or grapes nearby. Peel me a grape, she says. Then we have another kind of earthy Venus that is more demure and more quiet and more reserved and very sensual, loves nature and the natural rhythms of the seasons, and she is very aware of the wind on her skin and the different shampoos that make her hair shine just so. And she wants someone who's going to really be appropriate for her. She wants someone who is going to really honor her need for quiet and for time to come back to herself after a deep engagement of intimacy. We have another kind of earthy, practical, pragmatic Venus who is serious about love. Sometimes the best of love comes later in life, after life experience. She is seasoned. She's emotionally mature and wants to be able to respect her partner, may be attracted to older partners who are successful. And she wants to be respected in return. And she's going to give her best. She's going to see a relationship through tough stuff, the good times and the bad times, because she wants it to work in the long run. And she is devoted in that way. We have the air kind of Venus. Air moves around. And some Venus in air-like Venuses do move around. Some have a hard time sitting still, and some get bored easily. Some Venuses are lighthearted, like to flirt, like to meet a lot of people, have fun, be playful. That doesn't mean she can't be loyal, but she likes to be able to meet people. She needs stimulation. She's easily bored, so keep her entertained. And sometimes she will. play around with more than one relationship because she doesn't commit herself very easily, and she does like to keep possibilities open. But she has a creative, ever youthful side that's very, very engaging. And maybe another Venus with air is more intellectual, and she wants someone who is intellectually interesting, someone she can really talk to about all kinds of things, who is a thinker and interested in abstract ideas and the wider world and maybe social change. And maybe she wants a partner who can be part of a community where they can join together with others. And for her, perhaps friendship is the most important value in a relationship. You know, the fires die eventually for some people, but if you can have, sit there and just talk and have a good conversation and go out and see a movie and really talk about it, that's going to be a long-lasting and dear friendship. There's another kind of Venus who is very partnership-oriented. She is a one-on-one. She likes having a best friend. She likes having a partner. She wants another in her life, someone to share life with and talk things over with. She can be easygoing and accommodating, sometimes a little too accommodating. She's willing to go along with that, whatever her partner desires. And sometimes she loses track of what was it that I wanted in the beginning. But she's very partnership oriented, can really accommodate her partner, really do things for that person, and is a great lover, can really share. It's important for her to experience the kind of give and take and a feeling like this is an equal partnership. This is gracious and a loveliness and a person who's really easy to love, the hostess with the mostess. Well, then we have the sensitive water Venuses. Water is very feeling oriented and very sensitive, and they need someone who can really tune in to those feelings, not be too abrupt, to take into account the level of sensitivity. Perhaps she's highly idealistic and soulful and really seeks a kind of spiritual communion with someone as well. And sometimes she can be disappointed when her partner doesn't live up to the highest potential. But she can be very forgiving. And sometimes she can just let the relationship go on for way too long when she's not happy. Or even if it's abusive, you know, she just might give her partner the benefit of the doubt beyond a point where most people would. But she is just a glorious, compassionate lover. Then we've got the smoky, deep, passionate, erotic intensity. And she either loves you or she hates you, and maybe sometimes both at once. She's charismatic often and very seductive, and there's just something about this kind of woman. And whatever she wants, she gets. Like Lola, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. That's this kind of watery, deep, passionate Venus. Her love is like 90% dark chocolate. But she gets jealous. Don't you dare cheat on her. So there's the spicy tango type of woman. And we also have the very quiet and tender and caring home buddy who loves to nurture and grow things, be it children or plants or animals, and likes to cook and have somebody to cook with or cook for and be there in the kitchen, perhaps, one of the most intimate places in the house, or the bedroom, and not too many people get in there because she is very careful about who she gets close to and can be very shy, but also deeply, deeply caring. So these are different Venus styles. Did you relate to any one of them? Maybe you feel like you're a combination of some different qualities here. And that's the beauty of your cosmic blueprint. Variety is the spice of life, and there are many facets to ourselves that we can explore. But the Venus is going to give you some really important clues about what leads to your greatest happiness and pleasure and delight in life. That's what Venus is about. Venus makes life worth living. So if you want to find out where your Venus is, where you have your very own Venus, your happiness factor, get in touch with me. I give you all my contact information at the end of the show, and you will be able to find out more about your Venus. Remember, she's the goddess of self-esteem too, and that is important to honor ourselves. So it's about self-honoring, self-love. Does that mean we're being selfish? No, that means we are honoring ourselves. We're being as fair to ourselves as to another person. And the deeper we can love ourselves, the deeper we can, and truly we can love another person. Now, I said that Venus rules money too, and this gets into the whole arena of values, what we find valuable and beautiful. This is going to relate to how we dress ourselves, how we decorate ourselves, what our favorite color is, if we like high heels or Birkenstocks, or, you know, just what our style is in that way. And we all have our own beauty, our own grace, when we are really tuning into our Venus and really feel good about ourselves. The beauty shines out, whether or not we are a classical, you know, movie star kind of beauty. We all know women who have character, who have a kind of attractiveness that is not based on their features being perfect or their hair being just so, or them being a certain weight. And through history and through different cultures and times, societies have had different standards of what beauty is. In some of the old, you know, Renaissance and pre-Renaissance paintings, we have these beautiful women with large, luscious bodies. This is not the thin, tall model types that we tend to see in advertising today. In Hawaii, the old queens of Hawaii demonstrated their power by the amount of weight they carried. So the heaviness of their large bodies demonstrated their power, like the great goddess that they were representing to their people. And we see in some of the very old clay sculptures from prehistoric times, some of these large women as well, with large thighs or large butts or, you know, large breasts that are not what we would consider typically a modern beauty. And different cultures have different tastes, and so does each individual, man and woman, have their own unique perception of what is beautiful to them. So sometimes, you know, back to the theme of money, we use money to make up for something that is missing in our lives. And Venus says, you don't need to be a consumer. You don't need to buy something to reward yourself. You can live a rich life without a lot of money in the bank. If you are satisfied with the beauty around you, if you take pleasure in small everyday things, that can be Venus coming through. The smell of a rose, or the way the leaves of the maple trees turn red and orange and yellow in the fall, the way the stars sparkle at night, and the twinkle in the eye of someone you like. All these small things. You know, some good food, you know, the taste of something sweet. And yes, Venus rules sweets. She rules sugars. So what kind of sweet things do you like? Or not so much? So Venus is going to be these choices we make of things that give us pleasure and things that are meaningful to our hearts, not our heads. Venus is that emotional intelligence, our emotional IQ. We are not tested for that in schools, so we don't learn about this very easily except through our life experience. And to come into this awareness of the richness of what is personally meaningful to us, what kind of books we like to read, what movies we like, what movie stars do we, you know, what are we fans of? Yeah, that's our Venus talking too, in a kind of more popular culture kind of way. But this isn't what's appealing to everyone. So where is your Venus? What is interesting and attractive and dynamic for you? What kind of relationship is going to work for you? So find out about your very own Venus. Give me a call and take delight in your life with your Venus. Thank you for spending time with me today. I welcome your feedback and any special requests for topics of interest to you. You can email me at kelhunter, K-E-L-L Hunter, at earthlink.net, or call 802-456-1078. I'm on Facebook as Kelly Hunter Astromythology. And on my website, you'll find lots of interesting art and articles. The website is www.heliastar.com, H-E-L-I-A-star.com, with archives of all the previous shows, plus information on my books, online classes, and personal consultation and coaching services using your personal cosmic blueprint. Please sign up for my free cosmic news email list for articles on new and full moons, discussing current planetary patterns and what they mean to our lives. We'll continue next time to explore topics relevant to living in harmony with cosmic inspiration on Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. U.S. Central Time on Amazing Women of Power Radio, powered by Raven International. Music by James Anderson at jamesandersonmusic.com. Remember that you are being guided. Listen to your heart and trust yourself. Shine with the light of your special stars.